The following is general advice only and should not be construed as accounting, legal, or any other professional advice. The details of your situation are fact-dependent, and you are advised to seek the help of a competent professional. What's happening? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment you have all been patiently waiting for. The return of CPA Reviewed, the official podcast of Another71.com. I am your humble host, Jeff Elliott. Today is Monday, July 16th, 2012. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again for sending your questions and comments to Ask Jeff at another71.com. Click the upper right-hand corner, Ask Jeff. And your question will be a part of a future podcast. And also some of those questions get fed to the ninjas. A new segment on another71.com, Ask the Ninjas, because sometimes the ninjas like to answer questions too. All right, so we are back loaded with a lot of candidate questions because I haven't done a podcast in like 2 months. So shame on me. A lot's happened since the last time we did a podcast, I think back in May. 4th of July, Obamacare was upheld. No comment. It's a tax, or it's not a tax, or it is, or it's not. Why would accountants care if it's a tax? Oh, yeah, because the IRS is enforcing it. Okay, that's why we care. So if you haven't gone to like the DMV to get your vehicle tag renewed in a while, I mean, if you just send them like the online registration, they send you the new little sticker in the mail. If you haven't actually had to physically sit there and get new car tags, well, I highly encourage you to do that because that's just a taste of what our medical system is going to look like. I went to get my car tags renewed the other day, I did it in person because I had to. And let's see, they took 6 hours. Yes, 6 hours. So anyway, we all have that to look forward to. All right, on today's show, we got a bunch of questions. Hopefully I have some good answers. So let's get to it. Emily says, I'm on my third attempt at financial accounting and reporting and I'm considering changing my review course and adding the Wiley Test Bank and your Ninja Notes. Now, this is literally the first question in the queue. I didn't bump it up because it mentions Ninja Notes for all the haters. Do I need to watch all of the videos again, or is the Wiley Test Bank and the Ninja Notes enough for FAR? All right. Emily, this is her third attempt at financial accounting reporting. I'm going to say that the Ninja Notes and the Wiley Test Bank are probably enough because whatever deficiencies you had, conceptual deficiencies for exams 1 and 2, hopefully you've restudied what you did for exams 1 and 2, which is important because when you fail an exam, you want to go back, start from scratch, and study and start over. So I would go through your review course again and then use the Ninja Notes as like a CRAM, as like a final review type tool, and then also work a lot of questions with the Wiley Test Bank. So in essence, should you buy a new review course? Not necessarily. You can, but if you feel like your review course is getting you to where you need to be, then you just need to maybe supplement the Ninja Notes and Wiley. That's a good plan. If your review course, you're like, you know what, my review course just isn't speaking to me. I can't stand highlighting or whatever it is. Maybe it would make you feel better. Maybe you have an extra $500 to to throw around. Okay, Option A, drop $500 on a new financial accounting and reporting CPA review course, or spend $500 on a third generation iPad. So you choose. I think I'd rather have the iPad. So yeah, the Ninja Notes and the Wiley Test Bank, those will run you combined like $150 or something like that. But yeah, so here I am promoting my own stuff. And so take that with a grain of salt. But a lot of people switch. It's, instead of buying a whole new review course like you used to have to do, now you take the Ninja Notes, the Wiley Test Bank. It's much cheaper and very effective option from what people say. Will says, I passed FAR, reg, and auditing. And I do apologize for starting the podcast off with that question. Probably sounded like a marketing segment. Will says, I passed financial regulation and auditing. I plan on studying a full 8 weeks at about 25 hours per week. I have absolutely no auditing experience, and I read a lot on the another71.com forum about how much trouble others have had. Should I approach auditing the same way as I have for the other two? No, you know what? You don't have to have auditing experience to pass auditing. Or even to do well on it. Because this is an academic exam, it's in a vacuum, it's not based on experience or anything. You have these set of facts, you have to follow GAS, you have to know the audit report and where the paragraphs go, and the different derivatives of the audit report based on different auditing opinions. And if you can just memorize stuff and on a conceptual level, you understand audit risk, detection risk, inherent risk, control risk, and the relationship between those four right there, how internal control testing, like if internal control is deemed to be weak, then you need to do more audit procedures, how all of that just flows together. You don't have to have done an audit ever to study that stuff. So, Will, I would just, whatever you've done for the first two or three, I would just do the same thing for auditing. Solomon writes, I've been out of school for some years now. I'm having trouble with grasping some of the materials, especially in relation to bonds and equities and consolidation. What do you recommend to study to supplement for my study prep that is cost effective and time effective, specifically for financial? Well, the best way to understand bonds and equities and consolidations is just to do a lot of questions. And so the best and most affordable study prep software out there is Wiley. And it's $87 on another 71. There I am selling something again, but it's the truth. So you know, you can read about bonds and equities and consolidation all day long, but it isn't until you do just a ton of multiple choice questions to understand how the exam asks you the information. That's really how you learn it. So grab the Wiley Test Bank. Marilyn says, what should I do with study materials from 2 years ago? Is it obsolete or should I use them? What to do? Well, one thing you could do is wrap them up and give them away at your next White Elephant gift exchange at around Christmas time. And I can say Christmas because this is my show. yeah, don't use old materials from 2 years ago. Throw them away. Give them away. Well, don't give them away because you don't want someone to study for them. But use them as a gag gift. Blow them up. Light them on fire. Of course, follow all local laws and regulations. Yeah, don't use it. And you know, like with the Ninja Study Guides and Ninja Audio, if you buy one of those, you get free updates until you pass. I know the $1,000 review court, the $3,000. $2,000 review courses out there. If you buy something from them, they don't give free updates. So, but ironically, the little ninjas do. So yeah, don't use outdated materials because, okay, from 2 years ago, it's 2012. So you're talking about 2010 materials. Well, 2010 materials were written in the summer or fall of 2009. Well, a lot's happened since then for the CPA exam. So yeah, get rid of them. don't even be tempted to study them. Like, you know, even BEC, there have been things that have, there are things in that 2010 BEC book that are not tested in BEC anymore. So, and there's things that have been added that are not in that book. So don't do it. Kyle says, I'm a first time test taker. I'm scoring 50 to 60% on the practice tests. It's making me want to give up before starting. Is this normal? Kyle, number one, don't do practice tests. And I have an article today, or the ninjas do anyway. Ask the ninjas, should you do practice tests? The answer is no, and I outline why. But in essence, you should be doing focused multiple choice testlets over certain topics. So you do 20 governmental accounting questions until you're scoring 70 to 80%. So you do 20 and then 20 and then 20. And then by like, you know, the 60th question, you're rocking it. You're scoring like 80%. Well, then you move on to your next week. It's like pensions or whatever it is. Ariadne writes, I sound like a robot. Ariadne, what's the best way to get a study group together? I think I need to be studying with people and talking about accounting stuff to get me over the 75 hump. Do you have any suggestions? I don't think you need to get a study group together. Listen, maybe in college when you're all studying for finals or whatever, you can quiz each other. But that's because you'd have DVDs of your professor talking at you. Now you do. And you paid a bunch of money for the study course. You don't need to study with other people because all that's going to do is, it's going to cut your efficiency by 30% because let's say you meet with someone in person and, you know, you're single, they're single, and you think they're really hot. You're going to be checking them out the whole time, or you're going to make small talk and you're going to think, oh, does he like me and blah, 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 blah. I'm assuming your name's female. I apologize if it's not. Or let's say that the person really annoys you, or they're constantly talking about their kids, or, you know, you show up, you know, you meet at the library, the coffee shop, and you spend the first 15, 20 minutes talking about how bad your boss sucks, or how bad traffic was, or, you know, or, hey, do you need another coffee? I mean, it's ridiculous. You're going to spend half your time on junk. So, and plus, you know, the commute, getting there, yada, yada. Don't do a study group. I mean, if you need someone to kick your butt, go to another71.com. I cannot talk. Go to the another71.com forum and say, hey, I need a kick in the butt. And that's fine. But, in-person CPA exam study groups, don't do it. Mike says, I passed the CPA exam. What's next? Should I go for anything else? Are there any more qualifications I should take? Mike, I would jump into, you know, when you're ready, I would jump into the CMA, Certified Management Accountant, because, that's a great complement to your CPA license. And, you'll be that much better at cost accounting, and you'll be more marketable. And I truly believe this, adding more certifications is more cost effective, and it's more cost effective, and it means more than getting like an MBA, because you get an MBA, okay, great. Unless a prospective employer, I actually went to that school and got that same MBA, they don't know what you know. They don't know if it was PUD. They don't know if it was online stuff or if you were meeting with other like-minded business people. I mean, who knows what the quality is. You know, if it's Harvard or something, sure. But outside of Harvard or Ivy League or a name brand school, but, you know, even like a top 10, I mean, your average boss, do they know what's involved with the University of Florida MBA? I don't know. Probably not. And so they assume, okay, you know, Florida, heard of it. It's a good school. I'm assuming it's good. But how is it any different than a Kansas State University MBA? They don't know. They don't know. So adding more certifications is the way to go. Thoroughly convinced. And it's cheaper. Well, I already said it's cost effective. Joyce says, my question is on the intense notes. What do you do when the instructor starts reading directly from the book? I've heard complaints from people who spend insane amounts of money on these review courses only to find the instructor reading from the book. You know, you guys can pay me $1,500. I will read from the book to you over the phone. Better yet, you pay me $1,500, I'll show up at your house and read from the book to you. All right. I found myself furiously scribbling down notes directly from the book when that happens. Well, when the instructor is just reading from the book, I guess just try to pick out like the key points. Hopefully they are expanding and not just trying to fill a void in the review course that's just insane. So anyway, I don't really know what to do other than just do your best. And that's unfortunate. Calvin says, is there a good method to do a research question on the FAR exam? Yeah, go to cpa-exam.org and do the AICPA's free tutorial. That is a must do. You must do it. because the only way to really practice doing the research is to actually do it from the vendor who makes the CPA exam, the AICPA, you know, because that's exactly how it's going to look on exam day. You really need to know how to do that. So there's no learning curve on exam day. And that goes for every exam. Do the little practice deal at cpa-exam.org. I'm bad with names. Sushma says, I will be moving from New York to Texas. Hey, going from insane taxes to no state tax. Good for you. Can NASBA transfer my papers from the New York board to the Texas board? Will I still get licensed if I worked in New York but took the exam in Texas? Those are you know what? Call the Texas Board of Accountancy and ask that. So if you're going to get licensed in Texas, you're going, well, you have to ask the Texas board if they have a requirement for actually doing your experience in state. I have no idea. My guess is no, but that's just, you know, that and a quarter will get you a phone call. In other words, it's not worth, my opinion on that is not worth anything. And also, you know what? I did see a payphone the other day, and can you imagine how ghetto and nasty that thing is? But I saw a payphone, and a phone call is not a quarter or even 35 cents. It was a dollar. So anyway, so for those three people out there who don't have any sort of a cell phone, all right. Curtis says, out of being out of school for around 10 years, I've decided to follow my degree and obtain my CPA designation. Being so far removed from tax and audit, will the material and the reviews be sufficient to refresh and pass? Curtis, yes. That's the whole point of the review course. Because in theory, people getting their master's in accountancy should be able to plop in and take that exam. No, that's not how it works. People getting their master's of accountancy graduate, and then they start their full review course. Why? Because You have to know what the review course teaches because that's what's on the exam. So it doesn't matter if you've been out of school for 10 hours or 10 years. It's a level playing field because you need to study the CPA review material. So, Curtis, you're not at a disadvantage. Sure, you might. I mean, someone who just had a class on governmental accounting, you know, they're probably going to remember what an encumbrance is. Whereas you've been out of school 10 years and you're like, what the heck is an encumbrance? So, you know, maybe there's some more study time involved, and there probably will be, but I wouldn't worry about it other than that. Just study a little more. Michael says, if you had to take any two exam sections on the same day, what would you choose? BEC and... I was about to say BEC and Reg, because I've taken BEC and Reg on the same day. It sucks. I don't know. Maybe BEC and Audit, because while Audit is longer, you're not as rushed. Like, man, regulation, you're exhausted because you're using every second of that 3 hours they give you. Whereas auditing is a little bit more relaxed. So maybe BEC and audit. I still don't recommend doing it unless you absolutely have to, which I did. And like I said, it's not fun. This, whatever, VIS. My plan is to purchase a prep course in the fall when my last class starts for my master's in accounting. I'm sure that I can handle one class and a CPA prep course. Will my material be out of date because I will only be able to take two exams before the end of the year? Well, number one, make sure that, you know, make sure you have that notice the schedule in hand before you start planning on taking exams or buying review courses, you know, because you're starting your master's, so you must live in a state that doesn't, you're starting your master's and are going to take the exam while you're doing that, so you must live in a state that either requires only 120 hours to sit, or you already have your 150 hours because you doubled up on majors or something like that. So, you know, what happens if you, so you have a 2012 course, and what happens if you don't pass? You have to find out. I would just call the review course and ask him. My assumption is they're going to tell you, sorry, tough luck. But, so yeah, I would just buy one review course section at a time if I were you. So, because chances are, you're not going to get updated materials for 2013 if you fail. So keep that in mind. Kevin says, in the Ninja Study framework, when you say nail the videos, do you mean watch all of the lecture videos and then do multiple choice? Yes. Yes, I do. The reason for that, Kevin, is because, all right, let's say you do chapter one, which is whatever, bonds. I'm sure chapter one is not bonds, but chapter one, bonds. You watch the videos and then you do all of the bond questions. Well, 7 weeks later, you're getting ready to review. And guess what? You are going to have to do all of those bond questions again. Why? Because, sure, you did well 7 weeks ago on those bond questions, but now, not so much. You're not exam ready now for those bond questions. And so, it's kind of a waste of time to do the questions twice because, to do them 7 weeks apart. I mean, it really is a waste of your time because there is a significant short-term memory component to the exam, and you want to cram as much info in as you can as close to your exam date as you can. So that's why. All right, everyone. Well, I hope this has been helpful. And as always, send your questions to askjeff at another71.com. Click the upper right-hand corner and send me questions, comments, criticism. You can send it all. I'll read it. And hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/another71. Thanks again, everyone. If you have any suggestions for the show, you want to do like a live call-in deal, I'm considering doing a call-in format. That might be interesting. So anyway, have a good one. Be safe out there. Talk to you soon.